always been the one to say the first goodbye.
Had to love in Wisconsin. Welcome back, y'all. Or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about the fact that Republicans just seem to not want to grapple with facts or reality. And they engage and promote and repeat all sorts of wild, completely baseless conspiracy theories about voting. And one of the, you know, we've seen again the Dodge County Sheriff bullying clerks to not have drop boxes. The mayor of Wausau dallying off with the drop box. And, you know, these two towns, very small towns in Wisconsin, one, the town of Lawrence, the other, the Thornapple Township, all of a sudden saying, we're not going to use these very expensive voting machines that make it easier for disabled people to vote. And usually governments get a lot of discretion about how they're going to run these elections, except when you say on a recorded call that you're not using the very expensive voting machines that make it easier for disabled people to vote because the election in 2020 was stolen. But just stolen in the states that Joe Biden won and nowhere else. It's all just hooey. And here's the incredible thing. So the town of Lawrence has settled with the federal government because the DOJ had to sue these towns to try to ensure that disabled people can vote. Thornapple doesn't settle, and a federal judge entered an order last week saying you have to use these voting machines. You have to. And they also must, quote, cooperate fully with efforts by Wisconsin officials to enforce federal law. They've got to post signs informing people that accessible machines are available and allow DOJ officials to enter polling places so they can monitor them for compliance. Oh. But Tom Zelm, the acting chairman of Thornapple's town board, said last Thursday the issue had not yet been settled. Quote, in my book, it's still in litigation. That's the way I see it. No, sir, there's a standing court order from a federal court judge that commands you to do certain things. And that's what your oath means. You know, when you say, I will observe the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution, and I will faithfully execute the laws they're under. Yeah, it means following federal court orders. So no, it's not, quote, still in litigation. But this is the sort of nonsense that just boils my blood. Oh, remember that other like conspiracy theory that they all cracked up back from 2000? It was like, oh, Mark Zuckerberg, through a charity foundation, helped to try to provide funding to jurisdictions to help run the election because we needed a lot more people. Because it was COVID back in 2020, and they all freaked out about that. Oh, but if Elon Musk does it, it's completely fine. I mean, that's... This is reporting last week from the Journal Sentinel. A political action committee led by tech billionaire Elon Musk has taken over a big share of the get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin in support of former President Trump. So again, there are two sets of rules when it comes to Republicans. The rules that Democrats have to play by, and those will be strictly enforced. And then the rules that they play by, which is whatever they say they are. Oh, and by the way, unless they win, then Democrats broke the rules. I mean, this is the insanity. There's only one outcome that they'll ever abide by, and it's Donald Trump winning. That is not democracy. Here we actually try to count the votes. At least we're supposed to. We're supposed to encourage people to vote, make it easier. Hey. And here's the corruption, the flouting of the norms, right? The different rules for Republicans than Democrats is happening already, even in this lead up to a possible Trump presidency 2.0. This is Ken Bensinger from the New York Times pointed out that Trump's team has refused to participate in the preparations for a transition to a potential second Trump presidency. Normally, what happens, and this is a nonpartisan transition process that's dictated by the Presidential Transition Act. Oh, yeah, they got, like, that's what it's called. Fancy that. And candidates typically set up teams about 6 months ahead, and they begin vetting and doing the background checks for political appointees and working with the current administration to make sure that agencies continue to run smoothly. But Trump won't do this. He hasn't identified any potential political appointments. He's not participating in the process. And he refuses to sign the specific agreements that specify the transition plan's ethical rules, because this would also require him to disclose private donors for his inauguration plans. And it limits those contributions to no more than $5,000. So yeah. Kamala Harris, you do that. You sign that. You abide by these ethical rules. Donald Trump, no ethical rules for me. And without these agreements, his people can't start getting vetted, no background checks. They can't receive confidential national security briefings, which would have commenced. And oh, by the way, there are no limits to the amount of money that the Trump transition can take. So, like, the corruption already beginning. Boggles the mind, if you will. Mark from Prairie du Sac, happy Monday, sir. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Happy Monday. Well, you got me all fired up once again. But I see that for the Trump Bible, that apparently I was writing my little thought that apparently it stops at the end of the Bill of Rights for the Constitution, ignoring the rest of the Constitution, that, the whole outline slavery and making, African Americans full citizens and giving women the right to vote and 18-year-olds the right to vote, and that 14th Amendment, actually says it's electoral, people actually select the electors. So then none of that apparently matters in the Trump Bible. I won't get into.
Yeah, and the idea that there's a Trump Bible? Who does this? President Obama said it best last week. Who does this? It's so weird. Listen, the federal government's going to have to, descend on Thornapple, likely get a federal judge to mandate compliance. You may see sheriffs having to come into those polling places to enforce these court orders. It's a dark day. Folks, when we come back, really excited, I'm going to be joined by Will Ragland from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. He's the VP of Research, Advocacy, and Outreach. We're going to talk about Trump's failure to support American manufacturing. Join us here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up next. My heart.